Welcome to episode 156 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. This episode is one in a short series on fossils. You can find the other episodes on the topic by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. This is the last episode this week. Normally, they come out Tuesday through Friday. But Friday, as it happens, is my birthday. I'm taking the day off, and one of the things I might do on my day off, on my birthday, is crack open a beer. Beer is brewed, the alcohol coming from a process called fermentation. This is done by yeast. They are single-celled, eukaryote fungi. They have a couple of different metabolic pathways they use, depending upon whether or not oxygen is present. When there is no oxygen, they will take carbon from sugars, breaking it down, leaving behind carbon dioxide and alcohol. What does that have to do with fossils? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. There is a substance called amber. It is fossilized tree resin. When a tree is injured, it exudes a sticky substance. This helps protect it from insects, who will get stuck in the resin instead of being able to feed on the tree. Resin usually breaks down because of ultraviolet from sunlight or microorganisms eating it. But if it gets buried in sediment and heated, it will turn into amber. Amber is a semi-precious stone, usually yellowish, orangish, brownish in color. When other minerals are present, it can be other colors. Red amber, called cherry amber, green, and the rarest and consequently most valuable, blue amber. The oldest amber recovered dates to the Upper Carbonaceous period, about 320 million years ago. Amber becomes more abundant in the early Cretaceous period, about 150 million years ago. The most interesting thing about amber is not the stone itself, but what it can hold within it. Insects and other things get stuck in the resin and then trapped within it. This can preserve material that normally does not become fossilized. When an object becomes trapped within an amber, it's called an inclusion. They include plant material, insects, spiders, sometimes their webs, and very occasionally, small amphibians and reptiles, like tiny frogs and lizards. The oldest amber known to bear fossils was from 230 million years ago, found in northeast Italy. It contained some mites. 45 million years ago, in what's known as the Eocene epoch, a bee got stuck. It had landed on some tree resin. It got covered by some more. Then the tree resin, including the encased bee, was buried in sediment, heated, and left there. For millions of years, it turned into amber. Much, much later, Dr. Kano extracted the bee from the amber, and then very carefully extracted microorganisms from the gut of the bee. This included many forms of bacteria and some yeast. To his surprise and the skepticism of the general scientific community, many of these microorganisms were still viable. They were revived. One of the strains of yeast he found was related to the baker's and brewer's yeast used to make bread rise and brew beer. The Fossil Fuel Brewing Company was formed, and that ancient yeast has been used to brew beer. There are effects in the natural world that Darwin never dreamed of, going well beyond survival of the fittest. Elephants in the wild have been known to protect humans and other injured animals from predators. Occasionally, an orphaned animal is adopted by a mother of an entirely different species. An extreme example, we have humans, who can revive a 45-million-year-old organism and then use it to brew a tasty beverage. Cheers.